This Sunday, the U.S. women's soccer team plays Germany in the semifinals of the World Cup tournament. With two more victories, the U.S. will successfully defend the title it won in 1999. That thrilling World Cup win 4 years ago made heroes of national team members Mia Hamm, Julie Foudy, and others, and it inspired many girls to take up the game. But in Hispanic communities, where soccer passions run deep, girls still are trying to catch up with the soccer boom. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Recent success in women's soccer has been heralded like a trumpet blast. 90,000 people at the 1999 World Cup final. Millions of girls and young women playing high school, recreational, and highly competitive club team soccer. Sometimes, signs of growth in the sport are more muted, but still significant.
Now please turn your attention to midfield for the trophy presentation of the Liga Regional Femenil. 36 teams belonging to independent leagues from all over Southern California participated.
Last Saturday night in Los Angeles, Hispanic girls soccer had a rare moment in the spotlight. Young players from Southern California's Liga Regional Femenil, female regional league, stood on the field at the Home Depot Center accepting trophies for their first season of competition. The crowd barely stirred during the presentation at halftime of a men's pro soccer match, but the moment was not lost on Eric Geisterfer. He put together the female league this year, understanding the old Latino rule about who plays soccer are changing.
Little by little, the Hispanic community has realized, well, our boys can, so why can't our girls, you know?
Another goal, another cheer on a soccer Sunday morning in Long Beach, California. The scene here at Admiral Kidd Park seems so familiar. Hispanic girls' teams play on the park's two fields while friends and relatives watch from the sidelines, munching freshly grilled tortas and chicken sandwiches. But as recently as 5 years ago, this scene didn't exist. There were no organized female teams playing on a Sunday in the park in this Hispanic neighborhood of Long Beach. The revolution in women's soccer may have been happening, says Long Beach resident Lupe Verdugo, but not here, not with Hispanic girls.
No, you're talking about the typical American, you know, white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl.
Hispanic young women often have faced obstacles if they wanted to play the sport that's cherished in Latin culture. 36-year-old Lupe Verdugo, who plays and coaches soccer, came to the U.S. from Mexico when she was 7. It was a new country, but she says her father clung to old beliefs.
The girls belong in the house. The girls can't do this. Girls can't do that. And I'm the only girl out of 5 kids. I have 4 brothers. So my father never let me do any kind of activity outside that school.
Younger soccer players with Americanized parents haven't had to deal so much with the old gender biases, but some cultural expectations remain strong, and they kept 18-year-old Mexican-American Betty Tirado from playing soccer until she was 12. Her mother wanted Betty to focus primarily on school and family. Betty's parents rely on her for a lot, including help with the language.
Every time I go out with my mom, we go to a store and, you know, she can't tell them in English. So she's like, translate for me. But she could speak it really well. It's just that she doesn't try. So I tell her, I'm like, you know, mom, just let it go, you know, let your tongue loose and just flow with the English. She's like, no, you have to translate for me. And that's where the pressure comes in also.
Young Hispanic women like Betty and Lupe before her could only watch as Title IX opened up soccer fields for millions of other girls around the country. And when Hispanic females finally started breaking through cultural and parental barriers, organized teams outside of schools often weren't there to join. Not until year-round independent leagues started popping up in Southern California during the 1990s. The leagues catered to the region's huge Hispanic population by offering cheap community-based soccer, mainly for young men. But recently, women and girls have gotten more involved. The independent league in Long Beach began in 1998 with no female teams. Now there are 20. And they give Betty, Lupe, and 13-year-old Myra Cruz all the exercise and competition they need. Myra is another Sunday regular at Admiral Kidd Park. She's been playing since she was 5 with her parents' full support. Myra's got her soccer heroes, and who's on the list is revealing.
You know Chivas?
No.
Mexican soccer team? It's Osvaldo, the goalie, and Ramon Morales.
How about Mia Hamm?
Huh?
Mia Hamm.
Who's that?
Do you follow the Women's World Cup at all?
I can't tell the players. Right. I don't remember their names.
Right. So you haven't heard about Mia Hamm?
No.
It's no strike against Myra that she doesn't know about soccer's most famous female player, but perhaps it does point out the difference between Myra's world and the world of other talented players who worship Mia Hamm. Many of them are from suburban families that can afford elite traveling club teams. A club team is considered an important first step toward the many college soccer scholarships available to young women. Long Beach Independent League President Raymond Chavarria says it's hard to get his players on the club team track, considering their families' financial situations.
I would say 80% are under poverty. The income, less than $20,000. Housing, it's more renters than owners.
Some talented Hispanic girls do get recruited onto club teams. There are scholarships available. But for most, lack of money and transportation shuts them out of the process.
Next.
At Admiral Kidd Park, members of the team Power are practicing shots on goal before their Sunday morning game. This is one of Luz Bosano's two independent league teams. The 15-year-old, whose parents are from Honduras and Ecuador, is one of the best players out here, and she knows that getting on a club team with better coaching could make her even better.
There always is that part, but there's always the part that we don't have enough money, so it's like, I'd rather not dream and let it be crushed. I play what I can play, and I'm good at it. It's cool with me.
The proof is in the smile on Luz Bassano's face as she runs back to a field filled with female soccer players. Tom Goldman, NPR News.